There has long been a debate on how economic development should be handled by the city of Estevan. At one time, and for a long time, the city provided funding to the Estevan Chamber of Commerce to look after this important task. And there were those who wanted economic development to be brought under the city's umbrella. Then in 2015, the city manager of the day decided economic development should fall under the city's jurisdiction. The current administration has not moved to return this portfolio to the chamber or to have someone else look after it. The city has had a number of people work in the department over the past 8 years. And there have been those wondering why taxpayer dollars are going towards this role. The debate of who should be responsible for EC Dev is another discussion for another time. But you can't deny the need for someone to look after it. The city announced its new economic development officer last week. Angud Singh comes to Estevan from the Greater Toronto Area. Singh seems to be fairly bright and articulate. He has ideas on how to boost the community, particularly through immigration. That's good to hear. Our community has been enriched by people who have been coming here from around the world. But he also has a sharp learning curve, and doesn't have the luxury of time to get to know the community. Estevan needs someone who can approach businesses, promote why companies should invest in Estevan, build contacts and relationships with entrepreneurs and keep our existing business community happy. And it needs to be someone with good administration skills and a strong work ethic. These people don't grow on trees. We also need to recognize that it cannot be left up to just one person. There's a lot of people who have a role to play, both with the city of Estevan and with other organizations in the community. The tourism and marketing position has an important role to play as well. While tourism will likely never be our primary industry, it's important for us to promote our community every chance we get. We might not have that huge tourist attraction that's going to bring people here in droves, but we do have a lot to offer for those who are living here permanently, those who are here short-term for work, or those who are here to visit. It's also vital to promote Estevan to those who are considering moving here. Estevan is a community that has a lot to offer. And while the chamber is no longer contracted out by the city to handle economic development, it still has a vital role to play as a voice for the business community and as a lobbying group for our local industries. City Council needs to keep stumbling blocks and red tape to a minimum. Keep taxes as low as possible. Keep working on paying down debt. Continually monitor business incentives. People have to be patient. Economic development can move at the speed of a tectonic plate. To the outside or the untrained eye, it might seem like nothing is happening. But there is a lot of work that happens behind the scenes before an announcement is made or before sod is turned on a project. Time isn't on our side. Sure, 2030 and the end of conventional coal-fired power seems like a long way away, but it's not. It's less than 7 years from now. And we know that 7 years goes by in a hurry. For most of us, 2016 seems like yesterday. It's vital that people work to promote Estevan, to bring new businesses and employers here, and to keep them here once they arrive. And when a business closes, whether it be a restaurant, a downtown merchant or an industrial company, it's even tougher for us with the uncertainty that exists in the community. We have to realize that some of the industries we have relied on for so long in Estevan might not have much a long-term future, so we need to look at replacements. You're not going to find the silver bullet to offset the loss of coal-fired power, because it creates so many jobs. You're going to need a lot of smaller options. Our new economic development officer is stepping into a challenging time. Hopefully, he'll be up to the task.